It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
The high school football season now marches into September. We are well on our way. GHSA playoffs, of course, and the GISA playoffs both start in November. So we still have plenty of time to determine what the field's going to be. And I'm not going to lie, it has been, so far in the high school football season, it has been a topsy-turvy year. The teams that I thought were going to be good lose games that I didn't think they would lose games to teams that I didn't think they would get beaten by. And I'm like, okay, maybe this team has arrived. And then the very next week, that team, they fall to a team that I would normally have. You know, it's just, it's a crazy look. When you've got Claxton at 3-0, it's a crazy year. So, and that's what's happening here. The Claxton Tigers are 3-0. You may see Claxton for the first time ever in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings next segment. You might. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Golden Isles Collision. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. A lot of good games going on. I'm particularly interested. Well, I'm not going to give that away yet. We will talk about what I'm particularly interested in here in a moment, but let's dive in to the games that we got going on. So, actually, let's give the scores from last week first. Then, later in the show, we'll preview the upcoming games. Let's do it that way. All right, so the Coffee County Trojans, 42, Zephyr Hills Christian out of Florida, 6. Coffee wins 42-6. Jones County and Houston, 45-14 winners at home. Statesboro and ECI, that game was played at Womack. I told you last week I was very interested in this game. I like ECI a lot. I told you that a couple of times. I thought it would be a good measuring stick for the Blue Devils. Well, they measured up. They take down the ECI Bulldogs 25-12. You might see Statesboro in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. St. Pius and Calvary Day, no big shock, 44-0 Calvary Day. Dublin and Baldwin, I picked Dublin to win this game. They didn't. Baldwin, 20-14 winners over the Fighting Irish. Liberty and Johnson, 43-19 winners, Liberty. Screven and Long County, I thought this game would be close. 10-point game. I kind of wanted to pick Long, but Screven won 22-12. Burke and Southeast Bullock, 30-7. Burke put it on, Southeast Bullock. West Lawrence and Dodge in a nail-biter. West Lawrence 30, Dodge 29. Worth County blanks Early County 31-0. Savannah Early College and Appling. Appling trying to get the train back on the tracks. They have looked less than impressive in the early season. They do look impressive against Savannah Early College. 49-0 winners are the Pirates. Brantley and Claxton, two teams that were kind of surprising me up to this point. I already told you, Claxton's 3-0. Thus, ergo, they beat Brantley 16-13 up in Claxton. Claxton is 3-0. Bryan County and the Islands. I thought Bryan County was a little bit better than what they have shown to this point in the season. At this point, you got to look at Bryan County and say, well, they are what they are. They go down to Islands 14-7. Trutland and Tatnall, 41-12, Trutland on top. Toombs went to Swainsboro, played in the Tigers' Den, played in Swainsboro where Main Streets meet. It's a very tough place to win. Toombs did it convincingly, 49-21. I am here to tell you the Toombs County Bulldogs are for real. They've already beaten Benedictine, and they went to Swainsboro and beat Swainsboro in Swainsboro. Washington County and East Lawrence. Washington County ekes one out, 16-14. I'm really impressed with Toombs. I'm not going to get over that. Bullock Academy and John Millage. That was the big game of the week last week. John Millage holds serve 35-23 in Milledgeville, giving Bullock Academy their first loss of the season. Frederica and Valwood. Frederica went to Valdosta to play Valwood. They left with a loss, 49-14, Valwood on top. Athens Academy, Savannah Country Day, a defensive struggle, 7-6, Athens Academy with the dub. Robert Toombs, in case you're not familiar, the Robert Toombs Christian Academy out of Savannah against Brentwood. Brentwood put it on them, 42-8. Warner Robins and Northside, big time rivalry game up there in Warner Robins. I thought Warner Robins would win the game. Again, what a weird year. Northside hasn't looked great. Lost a game earlier that forgot who they lost it to, but it was a team they should have beaten. They didn't. And then they come out and they whoop Warner Robins, 32-10. Put it on them. Groves and Beach, 40-0 winners. Groves has now been outscored in their last two games, 103-0, just so you know. Camden and Benedictine, another big one. Camden went to Benedictine, played with the Cadets. They could not find that big play to get them over the hump. Benedictine wins the game 27-23 over the Wildcats. Colquitt and Cook County, 38-6. Colquitt takes down Cook. Lowndes, 22-8 winners over Lithonia. Richmond Hill and Jenkins. I'm beginning to become more and more of a believer in the Richmond Hill Wildcats. Jenkins is a good football team. They played the game at the Hill in Richmond Hill, and the Wildcats beat Jenkins 31-27 to remain undefeated. I told you, remember? Bradwell was undefeated. Bradwell had won some games and we didn't think they were going to win. And I said, they're going to Valdosta. This is going to be their test. Are they for real? Can you go to Valdosta? And if nothing else, at least be competitive with the Wildcats. The answer to that question was, no, they can't. Valdosta blasts Bradwell 56-13. Remember, Bradwell had gotten in for the first time ever in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings last week. I doubt we'll see him again. Lambert 21, Tift 7. Tift, another team that was off to a good start. They go down. New Hampstead and Effingham. Effingham blanks New Hampstead 37-0. Savannah Christian and Glenn. Boy, Glenn really needed this game, and I waffled on this game. Went back and forth, but at the end of the day, I knew how badly Glenn needed it. I know that Rocky Hidalgo, the Glenn Academy coach, knew they needed it, and the Red Terriers came out and responded, convincingly beating the Savannah Christian Red Raiders 45-28 at Glenn County Stadium for Glenn's first win of the season. South Effingham and Windsor Forest. Remember, I already said this a couple times. It's probably going to be the theme for our high school portion of stuff. It's a weird year. South Effingham is undefeated. They remain undefeated, beating Windsor Forest 28-13. Bacon and Vidalia. I didn't think there was any shot that Vidalia was going to hold serve at home against Bacon. Bacon's looked pretty decent. Vidalia maybe hasn't. At least one blowout loss, but they haven't looked great. They did Friday night, beating Bacon 28-14, in my opinion, an upset. Charlton and Berrien, 24-21, good football game. Berrien with the win. Fitzgerald and Irwin, no surprise here. Fitzgerald, 28-0 winners over Irwin. Here we go. Here's another crazy one. don't forget, not very long ago, the Metter Tigers were a perennial powerhouse. They have not looked so to this point in the 2026 season. They got trounced. They got woodshedded at their place. They did not score. Jeff Davis went to Metter and blanked the Tigers 40-0. Woodshedded Metter at Metter. Jeff Davis looks really good. Bleckley and Jasper. Jasper 35-7 winners. Clinch and Miller County. Clinch 35. Miller County 3. Telfair and Atkinson. Telfair 23-9 winners over Atkinson. MCA and Georgia Military. MCA blanks Georgia Military 19-0. Their first, MCA's first real win of the year. But remember, they've got the forfeit win earlier in the year against, I don't remember, somebody. They got a forfeit win. Somebody was playing an ineligible player. I think that was last week. Maybe. Portal and Jenkins County, again. I picked Jenkins County to win that game. I didn't think there was any way that Portal was going to Jenkins and winning. They did, 21-14. Hawkinsville and Schley 27-19 winners. Tift Area and Turner, I thought that would be a good football game. Tift Area struggled a little bit in the early going. Not on Friday night. Tift Area 21-0 over Turner. And Twiggs and Mount DeSales 28-0. Mount DeSales upends Twiggs County. So those are your scores from last week. Coming up, we will give you the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. We enter September in the high school football season, and here are some of the games on tap this week. Brunswick High Pirates welcome Grayson to Glenn County Stadium in Brunswick. Wayne County heads over to Baxley to take on Appling in a huge rivalry game. Southeast Bullock treks up to Augusta to take on Westside. The Frederica Academy Knights venture down to Folkston to square off with Charlton. And the premier game in South Georgia this week, Richmond Hill visits the Swamp in Waycross to do battle with the Ware County Gators. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
When you're more worried about your own injuries more than your IR fantasy lineup, Optum Orthopedics in Brunswick is the place to go. Their team of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons are locked in on providing cutting-edge treatments for your bone and joint ailments. If you're on the bench due to a bone or joint problem, visit the home team pros in Brunswick, Jessup, Richmond Hill, Statesboro, and Savannah to get you back in the game. Call or schedule online anytime in seconds to see the earliest available appointments.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Companions for Heroes, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. So now we're going to jump in to the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. All right, so let's recap from last week. Last week we had Bradwell at number 10, Lowndes at 9, 8 Valdosta, 7 was Camden, 6 was Toombs, 5 Tift, 4 Coffee, 3 Pierce, 2 Bullock, and the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for like the third week in a row, the Bethesda Blazers. That was your top 10 from last week. All right, so moving forward into this week, I will go ahead and tell you, you had 5 teams jump into the rankings, which means you had 5 teams fall out. Those 5 teams that fell out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings are as follows. The Bullock Academy Gators, out. Pierce County, out. Tift, you're out. Camden, out. And Bradwell, you got shellacked, you're out too. Those are the 5 teams that fell out. So let's go ahead and start. At number 10, for the first time ever in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Claxton Tigers, with a 16-14 win over Brantley, break in to the rankings. At number 9, not the first time they've been there, but we don't see them a lot, with a 28-13 win over Windsor Forest, the undefeated South Effingham Mustangs crack the top 10 at number 9. At number 8, with a very impressive 25-12 win over the ECI Bulldogs, the Statesboro Blue Devils check in at number 8. At number 7, with a 44-0 win over St. Pius, the Calvary Day Cavaliers. At number 6, and all of these teams I've just mentioned are breaking into the top 10, Claxton, South Effingham, Statesboro, Calvary Day. The other team, the fifth team that is breaking into the rankings for the first time this season, the Richmond Hill Wildcats, 31-27 over Jenkins. I take that back. It's not their first time in this season. They were in earlier. They fell out. Now they're back in. 3-0 are the Wildcats. At number 5, moving up 4 spots with a 22-8 win over Lithonia, the Lowndes County Vikings. At number 4, falling 3 spots down from number 1, which means we're going to have a new number 1 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings as the Bethesda Blazers fall from 1 to 4. At number 3, the biggest jumper of the week, 6 spots with a 56-13 thumping of Bradwell, the Valdosta Wildcats at number 3. At number 2, moving up 4 spots with a 49-21 road win over Swainsboro, the Toombs County Bulldogs at number 2. and our new number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings with a 42-6 drubbing of Zephyr Hills Christian, the Coffee County Trojans, the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Let's recap. At number 10, Claxton. 9, South Effingham. 8, Statesboro. 7, Calvary Day. 6, Richmond Hill. 5, Lowndes. 4, Bethesda. 3, Valdosta. 2 is Toombs. And the number one team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time this season, the Coffee County Trojans. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision, Companions for Heroes, TheSouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 off I-95 in Brunswick, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. You look at the bottom of the rankings, the teams that are that just broke in at 9 and 10, Claxton and South Effingham, both. I don't know that I ever thought that there would be a day where we had both Claxton and South Effingham in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, but we do. Get to church.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialist. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call. 912-638-5778. Or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
Back to school is here and homecoming is just around the corner. Don't stress. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters has you covered with the best selection of suits, ties, and sports coats to buy or rent. And don't forget, a wonderful selection of merchandise for men and women, including women's UGA mock neck sweatshirts, locally owned, and your destination for apparel since 1994 in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, keeping you and your family in style.
Looking for that perfect golf cart or low-speed vehicle in your budget? Then look no further than Gold Breeze Golf Cart, the Golden Isles exclusive Denago dealer and now carrying Dosh Cart. Fully loaded carts starting at just $99.95. Apple CarPlay, Bluetooth calling, Android audio, full light package, solar charging roofs, and more. Swing on in to Gold Breeze's new location at 1919 Glen Avenue in the Lanier Plaza, across from Aldi on Highway 17. 912-222-9176. Online at goldbreezegolfcarts.com and find them on Facebook and Instagram.
Got a lot of good games this week too.
in the high school football docket. So let's touch on those. We'll talk about those in just a minute. I've got all my picks done and all that good stuff. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Golden Isles Collision. Yeah, you know what? Let's do that. Let's do a bit. Yeah, let's put some music behind me. All right. The Frederica Academy Knights, they will head to Folkston to play the Tarleton County Indians. It's been a tough go in the early going for the Frederica Academy Knights. I think they're 1-3 on the early season. Going on the road to play Tarleton. Tarleton's pretty good. Give me Tarleton to beat Frederica. Westfield and Bullock Academy, I look for Bullock Academy to put things back on the tracks after the loss to John Millage. Give me Bullock to win the football game. First Presbyterian at Pinewood. Been a tough, tough opening for the Pinewood Patriots. I don't think it gets any better. They are at home in Belleville, but give me First Presbyterian Day to win the football game. Mount De Salis against Robert Toombs Christian Academy. Again, another team in the GISA that's off to a tough start. That's Robert Toombs. Give me Mount De Salis to go and win. Trinity Collegiate at Bethesda. I think Bethesda keeps rolling, keeps marching. Give me the Bethesda Blazers at home. Valwood at Tift Area. I think Valwood goes to Tift Area and wins. I like Valwood a lot in the GISA, by the way. Savannah Country Day, again, another team that's off to a struggling start. Savannah Country Day at Porter God. Give me Savannah Country Day, I think. Godby from Florida, they pay a trip. To Chris Gilman Stadium in Kingsland against the Camden County Wildcats coming off that loss to Benedictine. I look for this to get ugly fast. Camden, winners. Lee County at Colquitt should be a good game. Remember, we thought Thomas County Central and Colquitt was going to be a good game, and then Thomas County Central shellacked the Packers. Lee's probably just as good as TCC. Give me Lee to go to the Hog Pen and beat Colquitt in Moultrie. Blanche Eli from Florida at Lowndes in the Concrete Palace. Give me Lowndes to win the football game. In my opinion, here is the game to watch. The Richmond Hill Wildcats are undefeated, off to a great start. They'll head to Waycross. They'll head to the Swamp to play the Ware County Gators at their place. That is one of the toughest places to win in the entire state of Georgia is Waycross, Georgia. Give me Richmond Hill to go to Ware and knock off the Gators. Kip Atlanta Collegiate at Valdosta. Thanks for coming, Kip Atlanta Collegiate. You're going to get blasted. You're playing at Bazemore Hyder too. Bye-bye. Westlake at Northside. I'll take Northside coming off that big win over Warner Robins. Grayson at Brunswick High. Look, there's a big picture with this game. It's not just the game. The Brunswick High Pirates have been a good football program for a decade. They get in the playoffs, maybe they get to the second round, and then they get beat by a powerhouse. They can never seem to make that deep run. Conversely, when they play good teams, elite teams, really good teams, they get beat. That's been the story. That's been the MO of the Pirates for a decade. Coach Byron Slack is now there in his first year. The Pirates feel comfortable and confident that they can get to that level, to take the next step to become a very good football program. In order to do that, you got to beat the other very good football programs, and Grayson is elite. Give me Grayson to win the football game. I hope the Pirates make it competitive. We'll see. We'll see. Warner Robins at Newton. Give me Warner Robins to put things back together after the loss to Northside. Veterans at Forsyth Central. Give me Veterans. Houston at Central Carroll. Give me Houston. Tift coming off of that tough loss last week. They go on the road to Crisp. Give me Tift to rebound. Wayne at Appling. This is a very interesting game. The last time we saw Wayne, they got blasted a couple of weeks by Bradwell, shockingly. Appling hasn't looked great. This is one of those games like you throw the records out the window, the rosters out the window. This is a big-time rivalry game. Weird things happen in this game. I want to pick Wayne. I really do. I'm going to pick Appling. Give me Appling at home. They are in Baxley. Harris County at New Hampstead. Give me New Hampstead to win the football game. MCA at Liberty. I'll take Liberty at home. I've kind of gotten off MCA a little bit. Long County at Beach. Give me Long to beat Beach. Southeast Bullet goes to Westside Augusta. Give me the Yellow Jackets on the road. West Lawrence at Cook. I'll take West Lawrence. Worth at Thomasville. I'll take the Worth Rams. Swainsboro at Pierce. Man, oh man, Swainsboro, your schedule is brutal. You've already played ECI. You just had Toombs come to your place. Now you're going to Blackshear to play in the Bears Den? Who's scheduling you? You're not going to Blackshear and winning, Swainsboro. Pierce wins the football game. Savannah at Tattnall County. Give me Tattnall County. Dublin at Washington County. Give me Dublin. Fitzgerald at Dodge. Really good football game. I'm going to take Fitzgerald on the road. Vidalia at Metter. After everything that's been going on with Metter in the early part of the season, I'm going to take Vidalia to go on the road and win. I am. Bleckley at ECI. Give me ECI to get the W in Twin City. Calvary Day at Ambassador Christian. Calvary Day looks really good. They look really good. Give me Calvary Day on the road. Fellowship Christian at Savannah Christian. I'll take the Red Raiders to rebound from their loss to Glenn. Lanier at Troutland. Give me Troutland to win the football game. Hancock Central at the Claxton Tigers. The undefeated Claxton Tigers. I'm going to pick Claxton. The first time in the history of the Jason Bishop Show, I am picking Claxton to win a football game. It's never happened. Today is the day. Claxton wins the game. Telfair at Portal. I'll take Portal at home. And Lake Oconee at Twiggs County. Give me Twiggs to win the football game. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Companions for Heroes, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. When you're worried about your own injuries more than your IR fantasy lineup, Optum Orthopedics is the place to go. Their team of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons are locked in on providing cutting-edge treatment for your bone and joint ailments. If you're on the bench due to a bone or joint problem, visit the home team pros in Brunswick, Jessup, Richmond Hills, Statesboro, and Savannah to get you back in the game. Call 912-644-5300 or schedule online anytime in seconds to see the earliest available appointments at OptumOrthopedics.com. The first time ever I am picking the Claxton Tigers to win a football game. Now watch them go out and let me down. Don't do it, Claxton. Win the dang game.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They have been taking care of folks just like you for 30 years. High quality work from trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, a Carrier Factory authorized dealer, and financing available. 912-264-9747. Or check them out online at airadjusters.com.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golnaz Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The best sports bar on St. Simon's Island? Live Oak Tavern. And that is not just us saying it. Live Oak Tavern was voted best sports bar on St. Simon's, best burger and best wings by Best of St. Simon's. With 13 TVs, Live Oak Tavern is the best spot on St. Simon's to catch a game, whatever season it is. 2463 Demery Road in the Shops at Demery on St. Simons, Monday through Friday lunch specials, musical bingo on Tuesdays, and house trivia on Wednesdays. 912-634-2002 for call-in orders, Live Oak Tavern, your live sports home on St. Simons.
Looking for a pediatric practice that does it all? Sandbar Pediatrics is here to serve you. Primary care, x-rays, urgent care, physicals, and more. All walk-ins welcome. Whether your child needs a routine checkup or something more serious, our experienced team is here to help. 617 Palisade Drive off exit 29 in Brunswick, right next to Golden Isles Pharmacy. 912-694-1094 for appointments or sandbarpediatrics.com. Sandbar Pediatrics, where your child's health comes first.
Week one of the college football season was as advertised. Give them what they came to see. That's one of my favorite sayings, by the way. So we're going to talk a little bit about the games that are coming up this week on the college docket. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Golden Isles Collision. Let's just jump into it, right? Let's just go. All right. In the top 25, Villanova at 24, Louisville giving Louisville at home. Norfolk State pays a visit to Virginia. Virginia now in the top 25 at 25. Give me Virginia to win the game. I think Virginia is a serious contender in the ACC. Obviously, Miami is the team to beat, but I think Virginia is going to be there in the end. 23, Missouri at Kansas. I think this is a tight game. I really do. I think this is a close game. I think Missouri ekes it out in the end. Give me Missouri in a close one. 16, Penn State at Temple. For weeks now, I've been telling you, I think Penn State's really good. They're ranked 16th now. I think in the end, they're going to be in the college football playoff. Give me Penn State to go on the road and blast Temple. Remember that I'm telling you Penn State's very good. Number 6, Oregon at Oklahoma State. This is a game. Remember now, Oregon struggled last week with Boise. I think they're going to struggle with Oklahoma State too. I think they win simply because their roster is better. But I think this is close. Give me Oregon in a close one. Arizona State at number 10, Texas A&M. I like A&M to win a couple scores, but the game doesn't get out of hand. Howard at number 5, Indiana. Indiana's the most overrated team in the country, period. They'll win the football game against Howard at home. Number 11, Oklahoma at Michigan. The thing that really intrigues me about this game, everybody under the sun saw that Michigan eked out of that Western Michigan game with a W when maybe they didn't actually win the game. Maybe. I mean, it's debatable. Depends on who you ask. The Big Ten folks say, oh, absolutely. Everybody else, maybe not. I want to see how Michigan responds after all of that. They're at home in the Big House. Oklahoma's coming to them. Oklahoma's ranked inside the top 15. Big time game, big time atmosphere. I don't think they're going to win. I'll take Oklahoma to go to Michigan and beat the Wolverines convincingly. Speaking of Western Kentucky, Western Kentucky will play a visit to Athens in Georgia to play the Bulldogs. Georgia wins, hands down. Number 12, Alabama at Kentucky. This game also intrigues me. I think Alabama struggles, but finds a way to win in the end. Rice at number 3, Notre Dame. Give me Notre Dame. Arizona at 15, BYU. I will take BYU. I like BYU a lot, too, out of the ACC. UC Davis at number 17, SMU. We saw SMU just take down Florida State. Give me SMU to win the football game. Another interesting game. Number 18, Tennessee at Georgia Tech. We saw Georgia Tech outplay Colorado and not be able to win the football game. Tennessee is better than Colorado. Give me Tennessee to beat Georgia Tech. Southern at 22, Houston. Give me Houston. Louisiana Tech at number 8, LSU. Next segment, I'm going to give you my top 10 rankings after week one. LSU's in them. They're ranked pretty high. They'll beat Louisiana Tech. Give me LSU. They're ranked 8th. Iowa State at 21, Iowa. Give me Iowa State in the upset here. 13, Texas Tech at Oregon. I'm going to pick another big upset later in this segment. 13, Texas Tech at Oregon State. Give me Texas Tech. Number 1, Ohio State at number 4, Texas. Give me Texas at home. I think the addition of Cam Coleman is the big difference between Texas last year and Texas this year, and I think it will rear its head in that game against Ohio State. Charlotte and number 9, Ole Miss. Saw Ole Miss come out with a really nail-biting win against Louisville. Give me Ole Miss against Charlotte at home. Arkansas at number 20, Utah. Give me Utah to win the game. Louisiana at 24, USC. I'll take USC. In the SEC, Mississippi State at Minnesota. SEC Big Ten. I'd like to see more of these games. I'll take Minnesota to win the game. Delaware at Vanderbilt. Give me Vandy at home. Campbell at Florida. Give me the Gators. Towson at South Carolina. Give me the Gamecocks at home. Southern Miss at Auburn. I'm still not 100% sure what to make of Auburn after that win over Baylor. Give me Auburn. Give me Auburn at home. In the ACC, Richmond at NC State. I will take NC State. Rutgers at Boston College. Well, the way Rutgers started the season, it's impossible not to pick Boston College in this game. Give me Boston College at home. Wake Forest at Purdue. Give me Purdue. Old Dominion at Virginia Tech. Give me Virginia Tech. And here it is. Here is my monumental upset. Georgia Southern goes to Death Valley to play Clemson, who just got embarrassed by LSU. Dabo's right back on the hot seat. He's fielding all these questions about how he handles the portal and transfers and all of this stuff. He's getting in little spats with reporters and asking, hey, well, did you ever play football? Because they give you 12 games. It's a mess. Georgia Southern's a really good team. Georgia Southern is going to go to Death Valley, and they're going to beat Clemson. I don't know how much longer Dabo lasts after that, but it will be the nail in the coffin. The Eagles beat the Tigers. Georgia Southern wins. In the Big 12, UT Martin at West Virginia. Give me West Virginia. UCF at Pitt. I like UCF to go on the road and get the W here. Grambling at TCU in the Big 12 still. TCU gets the W. Transitioning over to Conference USA. Middle Tennessee at Marshall. Give me Middle Tennessee. Marshall did not look good week one. Georgia State at Kennesaw State. Georgia State coming off that 4-8 year last year. Got the W in their first week, but Kennesaw State is really good. Kennesaw State won Conference USA last year. Kennesaw State is Jason Bishop's alma mater. I'm picking the Owls. Hootie who. It's not really how the kids say it. It's hootie bleeping who, but go Owls. In the Sun Belt, App State at East Carolina. Give me App State. Fordham at Coastal Carolina. I'll take Coastal Carolina. South Alabama at Tulane. Give me Tulane. And West Georgia at Arkansas State. I will take Arkansas State to win the football game. Goodness gracious, that is a huge docket. And yeah, Georgia Southern is beating Clemson. Whatever the line is, I'm taking it. I'm gonna make some money.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light. Monday through Saturday, both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue, Give them a like on Facebook.
That transmission not up to snuff or just need the whole thing overhauled? Shifters is your trusted source to get your vehicle running the way it should. Off the spur, in the Golden Isles Plaza, Shifters is your transmission specialist. Not just transmissions, but brakes, AC work, and general repair too. For over 25 years, this community has trusted Shifters and all of their work is warranted. 912-289-9496 and shifterstransmissions.com. Shifters, a shift in the right direction.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust, member FDIC.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
I'm about to give you my college football top 10. This is mine. These are the teams that I am picking in the top 10. Maybe a little bit of an overreaction, but it's still early. So, you know, we only have one game to go on. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Companions for Heroes, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at CompanionsForHeroes.org. All right, so do we just want to jump in? Let's just do it. It's fine. Whatever. It's not a big deal. At number 10, these are my teams, okay? So I'm going to go from 10 to 1. I don't have Ohio State number 1, by the way. I don't. At number 10, I've got BYU. A 63-7 shellacking of Utah Tech, as expected, right? Handled business. Did what you're supposed to do. At number 9, Penn State blanked Marshall, 45-0. I've got Penn State inside my top 10 at number 9. I'm telling you, I'm high on Penn State. At number 8, another team that threw a shutout. They threw theirs against Missouri State, 50-0. At number 8, I've got Texas A&M. At number 7, another shutout over UTEP, 51-0. Number 7, I've got the Oklahoma Sooners. At number 6, a 45-6 win over a good Stanford team. At number 6, I've got the ACC favorite, Miami. At number 5, a good win over a good Wisconsin team, and they did it convincingly. 41-13 winners was Notre Dame over Wisconsin at Camp Randall. Give me Notre Dame at number 5. At number 4, neutral site game, 41-38 winners, Ole Miss over Louisville, and what was a thriller. Ole Miss struggled to put Louisville away. That trend may continue. Hopefully, if you're an Ole Miss fan, it won't. But I've got Ole Miss at number 4. At number 3, a 56-3 win over Ball State. I told you I didn't have Ohio State at number 1. I've got them at number 3. At number 2, with a 63-3 win over Tennessee State. I was at that game briefly until it just got too hot to stay. I mean, I have never felt heat like that. I am not even kidding with you. We went down the sidelines, and it was brutal. Brutal. Georgia wins 63-3 over Tennessee State. They are my second-ranked team. So you may ask, well, who's number one, Jason? The number one team that I have, for me, the number one team in the country after week one, total overreaction, but 51-10 dismantling of Clemson is the LSU Tigers. How long they'll still be in the SEC? Who knows? I guess that's up to Lane Kiffin. So that is my top 10. I will recap them for you right now. 10 BYU, 9 Penn State, 8 Texas A&M, 7 Oklahoma, 6 is Miami, 5 is Notre Dame, 4 Ole Miss, 3 Ohio State, 2 is Georgia, and the number one team for me after week one will be LSU. I will try to give you these as much as I can when we go throughout the season. I won't be able to do it every week because sometimes our show will get so jam-packed, things start getting cut. We did cut some things from this show. This is one of the things we didn't cut because I really wanted to do this. So I stuck up to the producers for it and said, no, we're going to do this. That's my top 10. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, TheSouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. Sports are a little different down here, and TheSouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports, the most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. Remember what I said earlier in the show. I'm going to make a big deal about it. I told you, I think last segment or maybe two segments ago, whatever it was, Georgia Southern is knocking off Clemson.
Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. We enter September in the high school football season, and here are some of the games on tap this week. The Brunswick High Pirates welcome Grayson to Glenn County Stadium in Brunswick. Wayne County heads over to Baxley to take on Appling in a huge rivalry game. Southeast Bullock treks up to Augusta to take on Westside. The Frederica Academy Knights venture down to Folkston to square off with Charlton. And the premier game in South Georgia this week, Richmond Hill visits the Swamp in Waycross to do battle with the Ware County Gators. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at TheSouthernSportsEdition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
When you're more worried about your own injuries more than your IR fantasy lineup, Optum Orthopedics in Brunswick is the place to go. Their team of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons are locked in on providing cutting-edge treatments for your bone and joint ailments. If you're on the bench due to a bone or joint problem, visit the home team pros in Brunswick, Jessup, Richmond Hill, Statesboro, and Savannah to get you back in the game. Call or schedule online anytime in seconds to see the earliest available appointments.